Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
Yo, yo, what's happening, girl? We back at it again. Up to real dope. SG and Mo Vince. What is up? Let's see, maybe Mo has me on hold. All right, well, we'll wait on Mo Vince to come in. We'll wait on all this to come in. I hope everybody had an amazing week. I hope everybody has had an amazing week and week for tonight. We're going to be talking about how
I felt like this is going to be a very fun topic because, you know, y'all real childish with it. I definitely want you guys to call in to us and let us know, like, chop it up with us tonight, 646 787-1839. 646-787-1839. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I guess we had a little technical difficulty. But yeah, most definitely ready for another Sunday fun day. So as you all know, you know, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it.
All right, man. So how was your week, Mo?
So my week was cool, calm, and collective. You know what I'm saying? So I'm calling this week my swag. I'm just getting in the groove. You know what I'm saying? So spring, summer, setting everything up. You know, interior decorating is back on track. Real estate is on point. And you know, shout out to my wife, Vintage Nubian. The business is starting to get to where I want it to be. So yeah, I'm just feeling real blessed. You know what I'm saying? Real blessed. Just trying to keep good energy, keep good momentum going. You know, as we get into the summer, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's my week. How was your week?
I love to hear it. I love to hear. Man, this week is called Releasing Dead Weight. Like everything that is not a part of the business, a part of my household, I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't right now. I just can't. What spirit is requiring of me is to stay aligned. And I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Anything that's a distraction, anything that look, if it ain't in my household and it ain't the business, no can do. That's just where we at right here. So eliminate dead weight, just like realizing, making powerful moves for myself, making powerful decisions. You have to train your mind to be strong. Right? Your mind has to be the strongest thing on your body. It got to be stronger than your heart. It got to be stronger than your private parts. It got to be stronger than everything else. You have to have a strong mind. Or else, you know, you can be overturned.
Your mind is your personal computer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know. And you have, you know, with these two brains and these two minds, your stomach and your head, you have to keep them in tune with each other, you know. I assure you that if you can control your mind, you can avoid all spiritual attacks. You can avoid all mental, emotional. You can avoid a lot of shit if your mind is strong. So mental conditioning is something that I started as a young kid to prepare me for who I was set to be. But it wasn't a good thing that I had to start it as a kid. You want to say what I'm saying? But it was something that I learned to love that I did. You know, I did have that attribute. So, yeah, man, just really focus. If it's not business, if it's not my household, I don't have time for it. Getting back into the vibe. We was going out like every other week. Yeah, and then we kind of stopped chilling because, you know, one of them got a little boyfriend. You know, when I know who you are, it's cool. You feel me? So, you know, they had got a little boyfriend or whatever, and then they just said, screw us. You know, so we're like, how you going to mess up what we got going on? Then when they didn't have a situation no more, now you want to go back outside, right? Nah, that's not how it works. So, you know, we gonna get our vibe back. We got a huge party. Kids party this Friday. They also out of school, so we doing the thing with them this Friday. My youngest son will be 5 this week, and so
congrats.
I'm forever grateful for him. You know, changed a lot. So like, you know, we got stuff coming in the house as we speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day something else being delivered. So I'm like, we might as well do a stupid big for the kids. They always at my house anyways. Bruh, somebody else's kids is always at my house. You understand me? And I'm like, can I come in? No, stay outside. Like, we on an acre land. Y'all can find something to do outside. I promise you can. So we doing that thing Friday, and then it's like giving the kids something to enjoy because they're out of school. So me really going, you know, over the top. He's five. That's a big birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
kindergarten.
Five, you got to really. Yeah, you got to turn it up. He go to school this year. He go to school in August. Like, you got to really make that five memorable for him. So it's just, it's so much stuff. We got, you know, set it up for the kids like the adults. So we got, like, the drink station that we're going to have outside where they could just go in and grab something to drink. Boom, you know what I'm saying, take off. And then, if you go to Target, Target has low-calorie drinks for kids. And then they like the smaller drinks. So we got those type of sodas for them. Went to Target, pissed, okay? I was pissed, right, that I went to Target and spent $201, right? And then it was one item that I thought I grabbed that I didn't. And I thought I was at 201 because I thought I grabbed the cat treat. Yeah, no, it was just food. And I was like, oh, you mother. So, you know, we got a drink station. We're going to have the chip station, right? And then we're going to have the chicken station. And then we're going to have the cake and ice cream station. And so here's why I did that, because this particular son, like, I'm like, okay, let's get some for everybody. I'm like, this is his part, and we catering around him. He don't like pizza. Last year, I bought a bunch of pizza. A lot of it went to the trash.
Wow.
He don't like saucy food. He don't really like any other meat other than chicken. That's how my mother was. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'd be like, is this my mama reincarnated? You know what I'm saying? He came to me. My son came to me. I told you the story. He came to me on the same day that my mother had passed 7 years later. 3 hours after she passed, 7 years later, he came to me on that same day. He was born early just to come to me on that same day. So I'm like, I really think, like, is that a – you know what I'm saying? Like, is that something telling me that this is my mom reincarnated? You know what I'm saying? All he eat is chicken. I promise you that's how my mama was. So we got, like, 50 chicken wings. I still may order some pizza because there's going to be other kids there, but it's just really predicated to him. We got this stupid huge inflatable where it got the slides that you can come down the slide. You can get in the bounce house. The bounce house got a basketball goal in it. I know that's going to keep them super busy for a good little minute. We got the slip and slide. You know kids love slip and slide, so we just got to go get the rocks cleaned up on the side of the house sometime this week so we can have – we're going to put the tarp down and then put the slip and slide down on top of the tarp so that they can have a wet station. And they can, F them kids. That's what they say. Y'all go outside, leave me the hell alone. And y'all do what y'all do, right? Decorations galore. You know, like, it's just what it is. So this is his thing. He wanted a Sonic theme party, so that's what you get. And school is out this week as well. So, you know, the last day of school is this week. So this is me conditioning my brain because they already bother me. And this is the first year in 8 years that my kids are not going to Florida for the summer. So I don't know how to do that. ATL for the summer.
This is where friendships is really about to be made. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the summer.
No, because I know where my daddy at, right? They moved. So I know where he at. And I'm really, like, thinking, like, okay, I know he going to say bring him some money and let him go to the farm. And I'm thinking I'm going to pull one of those numbers. You know what I'm saying? Just give me a break at some point. But this is the first year. In 8 years, they're not going to Florida for the summer. So it's just finding little stuff for them to do to, like, leave me alone is very important. So, yeah, busy week, man. I don't know. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Going to figure it out, honey. So tonight's topic. Oh. Top five countries. Let's run them down. We sorry.
Oh, let's run them down. I know, right? So let's take it from the bottom to the top. So number five, we got South Africa. Big shout out. You know what I'm saying? Shaka Zulu, Zulu Nation, Johannesburg, you know, the bottom of the map for Africa.
But wait, they dropped to number five. They was at number two for a while. So South Africa. Tell a friend and another friend and join in. Y'all done dropped off the map. Now y'all was number two. Y'all number five.
No, we definitely got to have Africa represented. But Peace and shout outs, of course. Y'all did make the top five. So number four, man, Finland, man. Like somebody must have put us on out there in Finland. Somebody must have told the people about Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz, because it seemed like Finland been going hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all, Finland, at number four. Number three, we got India, man. So big shout out. You know, when I see India on the countdown, I just think that's just good vibes, man. It's good synergy, man. So shout out to India, Bombay. Number two, we have Brazil, man. I'm looking at my map now. Brazil. Shout out to the beautiful Brazil. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of culture out there, man. So we appreciate y'all. Keep checking in. And then number one, of course, we have the home team. We have the United States of America. So big shout out to, you know, all 50 states, all the fly cities, you know what I'm saying, in this U.S. of A. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out, you know what I'm saying? So as always, man, top five on a check-in. Shout out. Peace, peace, peace.
And shout out to everybody else around the world that tunes in, taps in. You know, some of y'all got the show saved and then go back and listen. Supreme gratitude to everybody everywhere that tunes in. We haven't forgot about you, but tell a friend and another friend. Y'all jump into the top five countries. You know, bring that listener base up. You know, everybody listen from a different device. When you download the widget, it doesn't count in the it counts in one part of the numbers, but it doesn't count in the like the overall listeners because you have the widget downloaded. Not telling y'all to not download the widget because some of y'all may have multiple shows on this platform that you like to listen to. Just letting you know. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in. We truly, truly appreciate it, man. 6 years on air, like 6 years. Does it feel like 6 years, Mo?
Nah, man. I told you I don't be putting no numbers on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, I'm glad to be a part of this. Like I said, this is my therapy. You know what I'm saying? Each and every Sunday, chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? Going over these topics, man. Just, you know, just talking real talk. You know what I'm saying? That's what the show was inspired from. You know what I'm saying? Just adult topics, man. Live, uncut, raw. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm blessed. We're blessed. I'm blessed to be a part of this and have it go for 6 years. But, you know, I just feel like when you start to put a time on it, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to, you know.
Okay.
Just flow with it.
Well, we've been here for a goddamn long time and finding the flow, and we've tried different riddles. It just seemed to be our, you know, like, and generally keeping up with the topics of what's going on and what's happening, you know, right now is actually, you know, what keeps us afloat. And I know when they first came out, like, they wanted to be like, okay, let's stick with current topics. And I'm like, man, I want to be different. But some of those current topics do, you know, jump in or whatever. So go back in our archives and look, man. We have hundreds of shows that you can go back and listen to. Some of the shows, some people may be on there drunk. Others, like, this is real adult talk. This is not, you know, people be like, oh, my God, that's not professional. Let me tell you something. As I was talking to my supervisor at work, and I said, you know, like, I'm me. You feel me? And they have this etiquette that they call professional, right? But who is this etiquette, you know, built around? You feel me? Who's to say that you can't be you? It's like, talk to me nice if you're spending money at my place. No, you talk to me nice because I got something that you want. You feel me? So we going to talk to each other nice, and it is what it is. But who say I can't talk to you and be like, it is what it is, and I get it. I feel you, girl. I have to be me. So I can't be boxed into being anybody other than myself. And this is why I am such an entrepreneur, because I have to be who I am. So when you listen to Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz, I promise you, it's us. We might
it's
be
us.
On here drunk. Well, not drunk, but tipsy. We might be on here just bloopers and all. But you see,
I've been sober for a minute. I've been on my, you know, I've been on my Dean, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, sometimes the summertime coming, so I can't promise how long this is gonna last. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I've been, you know, handling business.
Right. So you new listeners, if y'all call and somebody on the line and they real tipsy, just go with it, man. This is real adult conversation. You want the conversation. You know, they say a drunk mind is going to tell the truth no matter what. So, you know, when you can control what's coming out your mouth, that's a difference, man. But tonight we're talking about how do you deal with breakups, right? So I feel like everybody can relate to this, right? Long-term relationships or not, because everybody has been through a breakup. Like, that's probably a 0.5% of people that came out, their first relationship is the only relationship, and they've never broken up. And I say 0.5, I mean 0.5% out of the population. And that's not really normal. It's, you know, they tolerating a lot of shit. Well, I'm going to just tolerate it. Yeah, I'm going to stick beside them. You know, like, you ain't really putting in that energy to, you know, want to change or want to leave this particular person. But, like, overall, like, how do you deal with breakups, right? Dealing with the breakup is extremely important to your mental health. It's extremely important to, you know, your alignment. You know what I'm saying? And how you're dealing with the breakup. And there's several ways to deal with the breakup, which we're going to talk about some of them tonight. But, Mo, it's been a while for you. It's been a long time, old man. But how did you used to deal with breakups before you got married?
Well, I won't put it like this. You know what I'm saying? Because my relationship has always been different. You know, I've talked about this on my show. Like, I, you know, as far as serious relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like, my wife's been my one true serious relationship. I mean, I've had relationships, don't get me wrong, but they've always been, you know, like friends with benefits, one night stands, just all types of stuff, you know. And then I was at my younger
And what's
age,
your wife's so, side again? Let's get Mo is a Leo. What's your wife's side?
I'm a Leo. My wife is a Cancer. So,
right.
Yeah.
I knew that. I wanted you to say that. But that's his twin flame. That's his partner, right? The one who can handle him. The Leo and the Cancer. Okay, keep going.
So, you know, of course, I'm a fire sign. She's a water sign. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how that could be. You know, the one thing that can put a fire out is water. You know what I'm saying? But also, I can boil that. You know what I'm saying? I can take that water and I can boil it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's different dynamics to our relationship. But I want to handle this a little differently. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Because once again, tonight's topic is, you know, how do you heal after a breakup? And now, as I get wiser, you know what I'm saying? I don't really use the word old. I use the word wiser. You know, I can look at my life, you know, and just different people that came in my life and relationships. And, you know, like I said, no homo, but you know, it don't always have to be a relationship, just boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever, or, you know, your typical. It could just be friendships, you know what I'm saying? Like different things you might have had and you just went over and then you just don't have that same energy no more with that particular person. You know what I'm saying? So with me, like I talk about this all the time, like it was a learning experience, you know what I'm saying? It was interesting, like because right at the time when I started doing this show, it was a lot of changes, you know what I'm saying? I was switching over careers. I was getting into real estate, getting into interior decorating, starting this adventure with you, Black, and then COVID hit, you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of transitions, you know, up, that got me up to this point. But one of the things that I used to really take a lot of counsel, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. It was counsel for that time, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I had like what I used to call my Black male support group, you know what I'm saying? And it was like my group of fellas, a lot of them from Cleveland, one of my dudes from up here in New York. But we had a chat group, you know what I'm saying? It was called Bunk the Bunker, you know what I'm saying? So I used to talk about it all the time on the show back in the day. I used to get topics and bring it here. But, you know, through that, I really got a chance to really know people. It's like know people. It's like, you know what I'm saying, in this new space that we're in, this whole digital thing. I mean, I knew, you know, they all have been friends that I had been, like, friends with, you know, separately. But I guess what I'm trying to get at is it's been, like, over a year now where I just I left the bunker, you know what I'm saying? And those were, like, friendships that I had for, like, a long time. And for a minute, it just took me a while to, like, kind of get over it, but kind of understand that it was time for me to move on, because I'm the type of person, I'm loyal, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a Leo. I'm actually loyal, but loyal to an extent. Like, basically, once I'm done with something, I'm done. I don't go back, you know what I'm saying? So that was just interesting. And then, you know, I got a chance, because, you know, a lot of our political views and stuff like that, I really got a chance to know people, you know what I'm saying? That's why I really, you know, respect what we do here, because, like I said, between me, you, you know, Smooth, when he calls in, we all may have a difference of opinion, but we respect each other's opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's what I always value and I dig about this podcast that we do. But, yeah, so, you know, just as far as that, you know, took a little minute for me to, like, just move on and not want to go back. You know what I'm saying? Not be tempted to go back. Now, it's ironic. Shout out to, you know, one of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really had to, like, take a step back. But, you know, vacation, you know what I'm saying? I got a turn-up vacation coming in October, you know what I'm saying? So, DR, Dominican Republic, here I come.
Okay.
Exactly. So, and then that'll be like, and I haven't really seen or hollered at one of my closest homeboys that was in a bunker since I left. You know what I'm saying? So this would kind of be like a reunion, sort of speaking. And I'll be able to get caught up on a lot of my other fellas that I kind of just, you know, haven't really been in tune with, you know what I'm saying, since I left. So I guess to just get back to this question, you know, it all depends. I think sometimes you just need some space from people. It's not like that I never want to speak to these people again, you know what I'm saying? But I just had to take some time to myself. Because, you know, I just kind of grew. I grew certain friendships, you know what I'm saying? And then, let's see, and then I'll give one other example. There was another female that, you know, before my wife that, you know, I was kind of into. But she was, like, of a different faith. You know, she was, like, Islamic or whatever. And, you know, once we stopped dealing, took a minute, you know what I'm saying? But I just knew that, like I said, that was a learning experience as well, too, because, you know, I was finding myself when I was with that person, and I thought maybe Islam could have been, like, the way. But I talk about this all the time, you know what I'm saying? That happened for a reason, because I was able to really, you know, find my spirituality and become the person I am today and evolve with the person I am today and not be ashamed of certain things that I like to indulge in every so often. You know what I'm saying? When it's, like, such religious, you know, everything is such a clear-cut way of doing things, and, you know, you, like, look down upon if you went to this or that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I really found knowledge of self, I was able to just, like, no, like, this is me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to, shun certain parts of my personality just to, you know, hang with these certain types of people. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares? Like, you know, I don't care that much. You know what I'm saying? So so that took me a minute, like, for that relationship, I just had to kind of, like, really find out who I was. You know what I'm saying? And that is, you know what I'm saying? And stand on my ground. You know what I'm saying? And just be who I am. So, you know, so that took a while. You know what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, each thing is different. But, you know, you got to heal to be able to, so I guess move on. So especially, like, if you do deal with a breakup or you know, a long-term friendship and you guys aren't on the same terms, you know, it takes a minute, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like, even with friendships, you know what I'm saying? You might have a close friend that you really, you know, you really let your guard down around. So, you know, they knew a lot of things about you or whatever, and, you know what I'm saying? And it just, you know, you guys grew apart, and you know, you kind of hesitant to ever, you know, show your, you know, not, you always want to be yourself, but, you know, sometimes you put up boundaries now because you, like, learn lessons and stuff like that. So, you know, I guess I'm getting a little deep, but, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. So, you know, what do you think about what I had to say and how you feel about it?
I like how you broke it down in two different analogies as far as friendships and relationships. Like, that's absolutely amazing. I think I'm going to do the same thing with that. But, yeah, I mean, I remember when you said you left the group chat, and you used to always talk about the group chat, and I was like, what? He left the group chat? And I, you know, like, wow, you know, but we've always been connected as far as, like, role standpoints, right? In reference to, you know, well, it's time to evolve, right? Because we are, like, you're my brother in the Zodiac. We're the exact opposite, but we're the exact same. You know what I'm saying? So when we're going through things, that it's almost like we're going through it at the same time. It's absolutely crazy. But I get it. You know, I get it. And you're always a person, like a seeker of knowledge. So you're the type that you're going to try anything at least once. You know what I'm saying? And then we're looking to it if you don't try it because you're like, okay, well, let me see what this is about. So, you know, when you spoke on her being Islamic and you like, okay, let me check this out. Yeah, no, that wasn't for me. It's a good thing because you know how to see if something is for you and you know how to back away if it's not. You're not going with the flow just to go with the flow, right? Because let me tell you something. Most relationships, whatever the man follows, the woman that's lost, she's going to follow what the man follows. But you have strong women that no matter what, they're going to, whoever they're dealing with, they're going to end up converting who they're dealing with. It's either you're going to deal or no deal. So, you know, I've been in that situation, right, with my person, but it's more so like he did research on his own, but he just didn't come all the way in because he didn't quite believe in what it was, not because he wasn't shown enough, but because he just didn't believe, right? And he didn't want to tap in to believe. He didn't want to, you know? So it's kind of like, you know, ultimately, when you deeply in love, it's a lot of things that you don't pay attention to, right? And that I don't care who you are. It could be red flag standing right there in your face, red as hell, like just waving, just you're popping and everything. And you're not going to pay attention to it because emotionally you're not looking at this person how you should look at this person, right? So these breakups generally come after going through so much and you hitting your pivotal point to say it's time to wake up, it's time to move on. Something is not right, and then you start paying attention. And so my analogy to him was like, I'm sleeping with one of my biggest haters. You know what I'm saying? If you don't believe in what I do, then, and you right here with me, and your life is in shambles, you know what I'm saying? And you got people that genuinely believe in what I do and subscribe to me and pay me to coach them on a monthly basis. Like, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to listen to what I have to say because what you feel is the right way, and you living in hell. And those are your exact words. So some people don't really want to change, and they don't want to meet you halfway, and they don't want to see who you are. You know what I'm saying? So you don't change who you are. Sometimes people just don't mix. And when it comes to religion or spirituality, that's a big thing. And finances, those are two extremely big things that you have to pay attention to in a connection. I'm a devotee of Ifa. And Spirit has told me, okay, your person, they either need to be a devotee of Ifa or they need to be able to learn about Ifa and come into Ifa. You know what I'm saying? And that was important. And, like, I was in a situation with him for all of these years, and I felt like, okay, he would eventually come around, but he showed me. Even no matter how much he researched, he's not going to come around. So my devotion to Ifa is not going to allow me to, you know what I'm saying? It didn't allow me to continue that because ultimately that's the biggest thing ever. Ifa words are everything. And Ifa has protected me from so much. So I can't turn my back on Ifa for another human being, right? Then, so on a friendship level, there's been times where I've had to cut people off on a friendship level, and it's so disappointing to me because when I go into a friendship situation, it's like I'm giving my all, and I'm still giving you the goods. I'm giving you the growth. I'm giving you the 411. I'm giving you the woo-woo-woo. You don't have to live how I live. But if you are not trying to evolve at any point, I got to let you go. If you're trying to have all the sense with me, I got to let you go. If you become money hungry around me, I got to let you go. If you shit on me in any type of way, I got to let you go. And these are always the circumstances of why I don't deal with people, because I said to myself today, I have to be more stricter with my energy because I know who I am. But if a person doesn't know who I am and a person has never had the experience or they haven't been able to get there, they're going to look at it as an opportunity, not as an opportunity for a lick, right? As an opportunity, I'm going to get over. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, because they're not used to anything. And then they go back to living their normal life because they're not used to having anything. You know what I'm saying? They're not used to somebody being nice to them. They're not used to somebody being good to them. They're not used to somebody coming, giving them the hand to get up, right? They want it from a specific person, the opposite sex, or if they like the same sex, they want it from the same sex. They don't want it from a friend. And that's the thing that you have to realize, like, you got to test your friends early on. You got to pay attention to these red flags and the people that we call friends and associates and stuff like that. You got to pay attention to those red flags with them people, too. You know, red flags is just not about the person that you dated. When you start to see a person cycle, the one thing that I hear a lot of people say, especially our people, is, well, that's just them. You know what I'm saying? That's just them. And I've learned to rock with a person for who they are. But when a person snakes you one time, baby, you've seen who they are. You've seen who they are. So why would you give a person the opportunity to snake you again, especially in friendships? You know what I'm saying? So when you see that your friends aren't growing or evolving, you see that they're not going anywhere, they're still doing the same thing, you know, you got to make a move. I have people around me that's not on my type of time as far as entrepreneur, but they kick ass when it comes to going to work, getting money, doing what they got to do, paying their bills. They do what they got to do. So I can respect that. I'm not looking for people that be around me, everybody got to be entrepreneurs. That would be great. You know what I'm saying? But the people that I have in my life, they're there for a reason. Some are entrepreneurs, some have jobs. Those people, I value them the same. But you only got one time to snake me. Now, that could be a misunderstanding. There could be other things that you'll get another time with. But to snake me, to deliberately do something, you know what I'm saying, to make me feel like you're a fraud, you have no more chances with me. I immediately cut you off. And I deal with that hurt the same way I would deal with any hurt. I internalize it and say, okay, I know what not to do. And that's just the thing of my life, because I'm not the person that's going to be, you know, talking shit with you, gossiping about everybody else's business. I'm going to talk about my business or your business before I want to talk about somebody else's business that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm that friend. And so you got a lot of people that they want to gossip and they want to do all these other things and they don't align with me. So on a friendship, you have to know when they snake you one time, when they look at your partner crazy, when they flirt with your partner, when they go and try to talk to somebody behind your back, they go give somebody some information behind your back, they go and lie on you, like all of that shit, there's gloss determination. And you got to know that shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep holding on. So it's like out of there. I don't care how long you've been cool with them. It ain't no rekindling no friendship with me and you done snaked me. I don't care who you are. You should have thought about that shit when you snaked me, because I have the ability to play soft. You know what I'm saying? To be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go at the floor. If ever I give you the floor to demonstrate or to present for me, and you turn around and you show me that you're not a good leader, you show me that you fucked up in the head, you'll never get another bout with me. You know what I'm saying? You'll never get another bout with me. And especially like in the spiritual world, you get a lot of women that just be trying to send shit your way to the point they fuck up their life because your spirit guides and the Most High is not going to let them get to you. You know what I'm saying? And they fuck up their whole life because they so bitter that they can't get to me. Because I'm mentally strong. Remember, I built this mental fortitude, you know what I'm saying, to not give a fuck. It's in me, and then I built it, you know what I'm saying, from a child, to not give a fuck about a lot of things. You know, people are going to be people. So friendships, when they show you, you got to cut that shit off, man. In relationships, I got a 90-day rule, especially if it's a long relationship, it's something hard, it's a divine connection. If y'all have been, you know, y'all been rocking in the love, and I assure you, like, and I use this 90-day rule, right? So I'm going to give you an example. Last year, my twin flame and I, we separated. We separated from, like, the end of February to September, right? That was one of the hardest things for me. It came out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it. I did not know where the hell it came from, but it did. You know what I'm saying? It happened. So at first, I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? First 30 days, I was like, okay, what we finna do? You know, like, what is this? Where did it come from? I'm trying to work with him on the first 30 days. Once I seen that he wasn't working with the situation the next 30 days, it was me sitting with it. This is over. It's done. It's finito. Right? And every day, you take that shit one day at a time, this is your new normal. This is your new normal. This is what you have to do. This is your new normal. Your third 90 days, you probably won't even get through the third set of 30 days to make it to your 90 days. You out there. You having fun. You meeting people. See, it's okay to sit with some type of heartbreak, but you can't stay in that shit. I don't care how long. If you can't, listen, it takes 21 days to break a habit. So if you done had 30 days to sit with this shit, you should already have a different mindset. Not to say that you won't love that person anymore, but you're going to have a completely different mindset towards this person. You've been done dug deep, and you look to see, goddamn, okay, this happened, that happened, and, man, I missed this flag, I missed that flag. You go through it. And when people break in these habits that it takes 21 days to break, they done been on these habits for years,
girl.
Years, right? And so you out there, and even if, because we went on to start back dealing with each other, but it was never the fucking same. It was never the same for me. All of the red flags that I paid attention to after the breakup, I paid even more attention to those when we got back together, when we started dealing with each other. And it was just never the fucking same. We bumped heads all the time. Where we never argued, all we did was bump heads because I ain't going. You want to come back to the same dummy that you had before, and I'm not going. And ultimately, that ended in me walking away, saying, "Nah, this ain't it. Like you cannot defraud me, and then think that I'm just gonna be okay with that. Like that's why a lot of this shit, a lot of relationships, when y'all got all of this chaos in your relationship, because somebody done did you wrong and you still trying to hold on. Now, I forgave him, but I ain't forget. And then if a person does not have changed behavior, see, a person is wise enough to change their behavior just enough to get you back into their energy. And after they change their behavior and they get you back and they start resorting back to how they were before, that lets you know that this person is intelligent enough to know that they're playing with you. This person is intelligent enough to know that they're doing what they want to do, but they feel as though you're not smart enough or you don't love yourself enough to walk away. Like, at this point in their head, man, oh, I got them. You know, ego big, I got them. That's nothing, it is what it is. So you rather play games than do right? Okay, cool. So when I finally walked away, it didn't feel like it felt the very first time, right? Because this time I walked away, I had changed. My feelings towards them was different. Yes, I'm comfortable around this person because we had dealt with each other for so long and we knew each other for so long. So, of course, I'm comfortable around you, but now I'm looking at you like, all right, what's next? Okay, what are we going to build together? We don't have no business together. We don't have nothing. And so Spirit had put something in front of me. And me being a light worker, some things, like Spirit has a way of teaching me lessons, right? And Spirit is going to teach each individual a lesson based on how they comprehend, right? And so when we separated, we had to take a break. And I had started dating somebody else. And when I started dating this person came in and it's like, shit, let's go. You know, what we finna do? A couple months into us dating, we got shit in our names together. Like, you know what I'm saying? It took me and my twin flame way longer to get there to even have insurance in our name together. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm paying attention to everything that was done was for a situation to go in their favor. And then when they didn't need that favor anymore, it was like, it is what it is. Couple months dating, we had stuff in our name together, right? Like, okay, what you trying to do with your business? Let me know. I'm going to help you any way I can. That's the energy that they had. But, you know, that's the same person that I found out was bisexual, and I couldn't do it. So you know, I you know, relinquish that energy to then, you know, going back into the old energy, and I'm like, all this time and we still ain't got shit together. You know what I'm saying? It's like this person was brought to me to show me that it's out there and it can happen. So if this person, and this person works hard every day, so if this person could come in, work hard, be ready to build, be ready to make some shit happen, and you done got, you got all these years invested with somebody and y'all have nothing together, if that ain't a red flag, I don't know what is. So a lot of times dealing with the breakup, you have to really just look at the situation. You got to take your heart and put some tape over it and step back and look at the overall situation like, okay, what do we have here? What is happening here? And go through that 90-day purging. Once you go through that 90-day purging, even if y'all get back together, you will not be the same person. You need to go through that 90-day purge, and then it will allow you to say, no, I don't want this no more. I don't want this no more. This is not working. This is not conducive with my higher purpose. Never to the fact of, like, so this one guy, me and him was super cool. But he was Islam. And my son's father, my youngest son's father, now he's Islam. But he does also honor Ifa. You know what I'm saying? So with my youngest son's father, you know, being Islam, that was kind of a shocker to me because it's like, you know, you go, it's kind of like, you know Ifa, but also it's like you kind of putting that above what it is that you need to, and that's not, you know, Ifa should never, Islam should never come before Ifa, and that's just what it is. So anywho, but so this person was Islam, and we were super cool, but he was like, I cannot date you. You are so deep in your culture, into your spirituality, that I can't do it. He said, my person has to be as deep and as passionate as you are about Ifa to Islam. And I said, yeah, we ain't going to be able to do nothing because I'm not converting to Islam. That's not my thing. I respect the minister, Louis Farrakhan. I love listening to RZA talk. I love, you know, just because you like something that somebody do don't mean that you got to do it. Just because you like eating McDonald's fries don't mean you finna go work at McDonald's.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to know how to balance that energy out. You got to know how to, you know what I'm saying, make that shit make sense. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not converted to Islam. That's not my thing. I don't feel like that's where I'm supposed to go with that. Spirit hasn't guided me to that. You know, respect to all of the Muslim, but, you know, I'm Ifa, you know. And until Spirit comes and says, okay, you need to go and you need to practice Islam, you know, I'm here. And I had to have that same conversation with my son and father. You know, I'm telling him, like, look, you know, it's certain things that I need from you. You know, being in my energy, I need you to be more devoted to Ifa, you know. Like, you got to, it's certain things that I'm going to have to require from you. And mind you, it wasn't like that at the beginning, but it's like that now, and I can't change on that. So, you know, a lot of times we forget our non-negotiables, and then we get in a situation that we shouldn't even be in the first place. So dealing with a breakup, I would say most importantly, write your list of non-negotiables and stop. Don't steer away from it. Your non-negotiables are your non-negotiables.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I second what you were saying on that. You know, I think everything you made just valid points, you know, across the board. You know, I like how you said it takes 21 days to break a habit. You know what I'm saying? That's just something I just kind of jotted down. I just thought that was interesting because that is true. But what were you saying? Just elaborate one more time for the people out there. When you said something about 90 days. So you're saying after you break up, you should just, you know, what should you do for, you said 90 days purge and not think about that person or like, what was your point when you said the 90 days? I just wanted to make sure I understood that.
So your 90 day purge is the first 30 days, you got to go within to see if you really want that situation, if it can be salvaged, if you can make it work. then your next 90 days is coming to grips. Your next 30 days is coming to grips. It's over. It's done. It's not going to work. Your last 30 days, you out there. You out there in the street. You doing what you do.
Okay. So your advice for people that's listening is you think, you know, that's the 90-day format to you should go through after a breakup is what you're saying.
Exactly. Your healing process, your growth process, doing what you got to do.
I got you. That makes sense. Well, once again, you know what I'm saying? Awesome topic, you know what I'm saying? Definitely with some thinking, you know what I'm saying? Some things to just kind of, you know, contemplate and kind of just, you know, really analyze, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was definitely a good topic. Once again, it was how do you heal after a breakup, you know? So everybody goes through some type of breakups. Like I said earlier, being it just a relationship, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, a marriage, a divorce, you know, or just, you know, friendships, you know what I'm saying? Just everybody has some form of this. So, you know, this is definitely some free game on how to deal with it and how to heal from it. So, and be better and come out stronger and evolve. So, yeah, man, so big shout out. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's see here. So we get into that point. So, you know, it was 9:51. So it's almost 10 o'clock. So basically it is time for my favorite part of the show. You know what I'm saying? So for the people out there listening, this is the world famous chopper. Okay. And, if you're new to the show, you know what I'm saying? This is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain topics that I thought was interesting throughout the week and bring it to the table. Now, I do have an announcement as well. So breaking news. So as of July 4th of July, that's a Tuesday. You know, I always talk about the spinoff show, Reasonable Doubt. Big shout out to my co-host, Cam Herc. So that is officially going to be changed to the world famous Chop Up. I just want to just have it just the same across the board. You know what I'm saying? Of course, this is the foundation. So the world famous Chop Up will always be here. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, every Tuesday we'll chop it up on just three topics, you know, on, you know, just that we thought was interesting in the sports world, in the music world, life events. You know what I'm saying? So as always, anybody that's listening here can always call up and chop it up. But it will be Reasonable Doubt up into that point. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but the Reasonable Doubt, the whole Jay-Z, the Jay-Z inspiration, you know, that was, it kind of ran its course. And, you know, if you check my Twitter bio, on my Mo Benz page, it always says host of the world famous Chop Up. So, you know, that's what it is. So, yeah. So, you know, just be on the lookout for that. But so before I get into the topics that I'm going to run down tonight, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on that you was just like, you know what, let's bring it to the world famous Chop Up and let's chop it up?
This week, no, because I really haven't been paying attention to the news a lot. But just seeing them pick at Joe Biden. Joe Biden was somebody introduced Joe Biden, and his name is Juba something. And Joe Biden was like, thank you, booty juice, or something like that. Like, this man is a whole fucking, it's a whole fucking clown, man. It's a shit show. And this is probably who they would reelect anyways. But,
I don't want to get it. Okay, I don't want to get ahead of myself, especially, you know, as we get closer and closer, you know, the political coverage is going to be on and popping on this show, you know what I'm saying, of course. I don't want to get ahead of myself because I don't want to jinx it because, you know, I'm with the shits when it comes to Make America Great Again, you know what I mean? So, you know, big shout out to Trump. I want to see what he's got in his bag. We already saw, you know, he had his town hall meeting, you know, couple of weeks ago, went great. And it's interesting. Oh, you know what? All right, so let me get into it. You know what I'm saying? Once again, this is the world famous chop up. Since we're talking Biden, we're talking Trump, we're talking politics real quick. So I'm going to give you my analyzation of how this is starting to shape up. All right. So everybody, I think, is tired of Biden, Democrats included. And I don't see nobody come. Well, actually, let me correct myself. There's nobody going to be coming up the ranks on the Democratic side, because he is the Democrat president, you know what I'm saying? And he's gonna run. So basically, all we got to do is wonder who's gonna be the Republican candidate. And right now, I don't see nobody taking out Trump. Like, Trump is being very strategic. So DeSantis, you know, he's the governor of Florida. He's been the most talked about Republican that I've seen that was trying to come up. But I already see Trump. You know, shout out to Trump. His Instagram. He's back on the gram. You know what I'm saying? And he already, you know, throwing some chin music at DeSantis. You know, I saw this one ad that he ran on Instagram was talking about how DeSantis is. Now he want to switch up, you know what I'm saying? Before, you know, he was giving me mad props for helping him get established and become governor of Florida and all this, and now he want to bite the hand that feeds him. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what the Trump ad was saying. So that lets me know that Trump is ready. He got the gloves off. All right, like, you know, you trying to come up for this nomination? Nah, it ain't going to happen. So that's one thing. Second thing is, you know, Trump, everybody's like, oh, is Trump coming back to Twitter? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was thinking for a second, too, like, damn, I would like to see my guy Trump get back on Twitter, because, you know, I flourish on Twitter. You already know that's my social media of choice. You know, shout out to Instagram, but, you know, Twitter's me. That's where I thrive, right? But he's not going to do it this time, because that's what will create this so much of a narrative, because, you know, Trump is like us. It's real adult talk with Trump. Whenever he has a press conference or does a rally or, you know, has a town hall meeting or does an interview, you know, he only can be himself. And that's what I respect about him. That's why, you know, we do what we do on this show, because we give you that real adult talk. And he's the same way, but he's just a politician now. He's a businessman first, politician second. So I say that to say this. You know, I'm sure he's got his advisors now. He's got a team of lawyers. It probably wouldn't be, especially if he wants to get reelected. And I think he has a very good chance. Like I said, I don't want to jinx it. But he doesn't want to get on Twitter because he only can be himself. And they're just waiting to just pounce on everything he says and kind of reword it a different way and give credence to certain things and make it a whole narrative. So he's taking his talents, you know, as far as social media, to True Social. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that he's behind, or whatever the case may be. I haven't downloaded as of yet. Like I said, I got a new phone. With this new phone, you know, I'm fresh. Everything that I'm adding to this new phone is just fresh stuff. You know what I'm saying? I didn't bring nothing over from my old phone. Any, you know, contact that I've added here is contact that I'm definitely doing business with. So I will probably, you know, download True Social as we get close to the political, so I can kind of keep my ear to what's going on. But I kind of see his angle. He's going to use Instagram and True Social, because Instagram is a little bit, you know, Twitter, you know, the reason why I like Twitter so much is because you really understand people's thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Because you're basically just tweeting your thoughts out there. And I think that's where he's like, you know what? I don't want to give... You know, I don't want to give the people too much, you know, where they can just take it and just kind of use it against me. So I think he's being very strategic. So I think that's definitely a political ploy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's a little bit of politics, you know, just setting you up for what's to come. All right. So let me see here. So what else? You know, so of course I got to get into the sports report. You know what I'm saying? So right now, watching actually in the background, I got the Miami Heat Boston Celtics game going on. So right now, just to set the people up, four teams left. We got the final four. So before I talk Miami Heat Boston, I got to talk Denver Nuggets LA Lakers. So as it stands right now, of course, if you're listening to this live, we do this show live every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Once again, for the people out there, the times that we do the show is 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. And so right now, as it stands, the Western Conference, which is the Denver Nuggets versus the Lakers, it's 3-1 Denver. No. It's 3-0. Actually, the Lakers have not won a game yet. So they play tomorrow night, which will be Monday. And I think it might be over, man. I think this could be a sweep. Big shout out to Nikola Jokic. He's definitely the best player in the NBA, man. Shout out to Serbia. You know what I'm saying? Big white dude. Fundamentally sound. You know, I really like his game. For the people that's just, you know, the outside looking in, doesn't analyze, you know, sports the way I do, the best way to describe Jokic, he's the new Tim Duncan. You know, big shout out to the Hall of Famer, Tim Duncan, one of the GOATs, best power forward to ever play basketball. You know, if you remember that Tim Duncan team with coached by Greg Popovich, Tony Parker, Ginobili, that was an era. You know, a young Kawhi Leonard, but he wasn't, you know, the nucleus was Tim Duncan, you know, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili. Looking at the Denver Nuggets, they're the new wave of that, man. So shout out to Nikola Jokic. You know, they played the Lakers, you know, a few years ago in the bubble, and they lost to the Lakers in the Western Conference, and that was the bubble championship that LeBron and Anthony Davis won back during COVID. But now it's a new era, man. And, you know, the one thing I remember, and shout out to me and my wife, I remember us, we was in Detroit, you know, during a bubble and when all that was going on. And watching the Denver Nuggets, like I said, it was the Lakers show. You know what I'm saying? That was LeBron's – looking at it now, that was his last hurrah. That was LeBron right at the end of his prime, because LeBron is definitely past his prime now, I got to be honest. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely, you know, one of the best to ever do it. You know, some say the best to ever do it. You know, I'm still a Michael Jordan fan, but, you know, he's past his prime now. He's not the same guy. You know, I was just watching the game. But I say that to say this. We had Jamal Murray back then, man. Jamal Murray is the co-pilot to the Denver Nuggets, you know what I'm saying? And I saw him, like, shine in the bubble. Then he got hurt, and then Nikola Jokic actually won the last two MVPs, you know, and Embiid won it this year. A lot of people thought Jokic should have won it. But it was, you know, they didn't want him to get three straight, you know, and – you know, Jokic still hasn't won a championship. So for him to win three straight MVPs and not have a title, you know, that's, you know, kind of like, nah, you can't really do that just yet. You got to win a title before. Even though he, you know, some could say this year for Jokic has been a better year than his two MVP years. So with all that being said, yeah, I think the Lakers is pretty much done. You know what I'm saying? Just looking at that team, man, they just seem like they have a team that's just poised and ready to take that next step and win a championship. So if the Lakers was to come back from 3-0, that would be a miracle, and it's not going to happen. It's probably going to be over tomorrow night. The Lakers might win tomorrow just to get a gentleman's sweep, but when it goes back to Denver, Denver's definitely handleable in business. But I think they just, you know, cut, you know, for lack of better terms, cut the Lakers' throat tomorrow and just put them out of their misery. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what's going to happen. Shout out to Michael Porter Jr. You know, he's been playing great. He looks like their version of Klay Thompson. You know, shout out to Klay Thompson, part of the Splash Brothers with Steph and Golden State. But, yeah, I just like what Denver's made up. They got they just got a squad, man. I just like their team, man. I just think it's their time. So that's Denver. So I think you can pretty much punch the ticket in. They should be in the finals. And then on the other side, like I said, I'm watching this in the background. And Jimmy Butler, man, oh, my goodness. He's having a run of the playoffs for the Eastern Conference that I haven't seen since Allen Iverson. Back in the day, you know, what was it, 2001, I want to say, when AI, you know, ran through the Eastern Conference. That's wild too, man, because that takes me back. That's when I was living in Jersey. Wow, the Jersey life. I actually stayed in Jersey City, New Jersey for 1 year before I moved to Brooklyn. But that year before I moved to Brooklyn, because I did move to Brooklyn in 2002, that was the year that, like I said, AI put the team on his back and went to the championship. Lost to the Lakers, but that was the Kobe Shaq Lakers in their prime, in their best with Phil Jackson. I mean, you know, that Lakers team was just phenomenal. But anyway. it feels like that with Jimmy Butler. And I got to give props, man. The reason why I really like this Miami team, because I didn't like them at all. They were they just made the play-in tournament. I didn't think they was good at all. I just thought the team was stale. I'm like, oh, Pat Riley, you got to do something. You know, I did kind of like Jimmy Butler, but I wasn't the biggest fan. I thought he was pretty good, but not what I'm seeing now. So I've been pleasantly surprised. You know, they beat Chicago to get into the playoffs and the play-in tournament. Then from there, nobody gave him a shot because everybody was talking Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis did get hurt, but then, you know, for them to beat the Milwaukee Bucks, who was like the number one seed, everybody just had Milwaukee going to the championship, or at least going to the Eastern Conference Finals to play Boston. And with them beating Milwaukee, that was big. You know what I'm saying? Then I was like, oh, all right, they got the Knicks. I'm like, okay, the Knicks beat my Cavs in the first round. So I'm like, okay, yeah, all right, Knicks got this. Knicks is, you know, on point. Jalen Brunson's having a great year. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what they're going to do. Jimmy Butler, again, beats the Knicks. Now we're where we are now, real time. Oh, everybody's like, oh, Boston. Nah, come on, man. Jason Tatum, you know what I'm saying? Jaylen Brown, you know what I'm saying? There's no way. Hell no. They ain't beating Boston. Boston was in the finals last year, in the championships last year. Obviously, Boston did have Ime Udoka. And I think if Ime Udoka was on the team, if he was at the sidelines, was the coach, then I think, yeah, Boston punches their ticket and goes to the finals. But, no, not the case. Not with Joe Mazzulla. He's a rookie coach. He's getting outclassed by Spoelstra, you know what I'm saying? And Miami's going to punch their ticket, too. I think it's going to be Denver and Miami. Yeah, they've been the two best teams in the playoffs. And I think Jokic, you know, solidifies himself as one of the greats and wins the title. So, you know, that's my prediction. I said on Reasonable Doubt I wasn't going to do any more predictions, but now we're a couple of games in, you know, the Eastern and Western Conference final where you can kind of really see how it's shaping up. And I would be highly surprised if the Lakers came back or if Miami came back. I think that's pretty much done. Stick a fork in it. So it's going to be Jokic versus my guy Jimmy Butler. And we'll see what happens. I should say my guy Jokic versus Jimmy Butler. Because, well, you know, I respect Jimmy, but I'm a Jokic fan, man. I really like Nikola, man. I like how he's just the fundamentals, man. He's just putting on a clinic as far as hoops. So, you know, that was the sports report as far as basketball, you know, just bringing the listeners up to par with what's going on. So another thing, too, just a melancholy shout-out. So I want to have a quick 30-second moment of silence for a Cleveland Brown great, Jim Brown, you know, passed, a couple days ago, I think on Friday. So just to, the athlete that he was, my grandfather is reminiscent of, he used to tell me all these Jim Brown stories back when Jim Brown, you know, was playing for the Browns. He left and retired from the Browns in his prime, still had a bunch of years left, but was already an all-time great. And then he went to Hollywood, man, and made a bunch of black exploitation movies, man. A few of them that I actually still have on DVD. So he definitely was an iconic figure. I remember him, Muhammad Ali, and at the time, before people started calling him Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when he was actually Lew Alcindor. They had a big summit in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the big sports figures at the time was just, you know, coming here for the civil rights movement and stuff like that. So definitely just a pillar to our culture, you know, black culture. So, you know, real quick, just a 30-second moment of silence for the great Jim Brown. Yes, man. So rest in peace, you know. Definitely lived a full life, and he will be missed. All right, so let's see here. What else we got? So really quickly, I just want to get all my sports, I guess, stories out of the way, you know, before I move on to something else. So Ja Morant, got to talk Ja Morant real quick. Man, I don't know what to say. You know, and that's funny too, man, because, you know, I just gave you my sports report as far as, you know, the whole championship and how it's going to play out. At the beginning of the season, though, you couldn't tell me nothing, man. I thought the Memphis Grizzlies were going to be the squad to beat. You know, I really like Ja Morant, you know. They took Golden State to the limit last year, you know. Six games, and played them very physical. You know, Golden State won a championship last year. Ja Morant really had his coming out party. Dylan Brooks, you know, I was feeling the way, you know, he's a physical player. I was like, all right, man, they're poised. They had a great season. And I thought they was going to, you know, do some things. But then Ja Morant, you know, caught his, you know, the gun charges and then all types of stuff, man. And you're hearing all types of stuff off the court, you know, incident at the mall with his mother, coming to his mother's aid. I mean, who faults him for that? But it's just like, you know, it's just a lot of noise, you know what I'm saying? And, you know. Also, you know, he was at the strip club, spent like a, I ain't count nobody's money, but spent like a bunch of money, man, thousands, like a hundred, I don't know, a lot of money, man. Made it rain one night in Denver, and then, you know, was shown with a gun. Then all of a sudden was on live with a gun. Then, you know, he gets suspended, comes back, says he's going through some things right before the playoffs. They suspend him, and then, you know, he's like, all right, I'm going to clean up my act. Sat down with Jalen Rose, and we thought Ja Morant was going to be on up and up, you know, be on the best behavior or whatever, I don't know. And, you know, they lose to the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs. And then about a week and a half ago, you know, Ja Morant is on live and gets caught dancing with a gun in his hand again. So it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. The best person I thought analyzed it was Lil Wayne. So shout out to Lil Wayne. I was on Twitter or something like that, and I saw Lil Wayne was being interviewed, and I guess the guy asked Lil Wayne about Ja Morant, how he felt. And, you know, Lil Wayne probably said the realest thing that I've heard somebody say. He was like, you know, a lot of sports commentators are going on TV and saying, oh, Ja Morant, you acted like some thug and blah, blah, blah. You wasn't raised this way and all this other stuff. And Lil Wayne just said, you don't know that guy. You don't know that man. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I don't know him. You know, I became a Ja Morant friend just like everybody else. You know, I saw him dunk on a couple people. Saw a young dude, had swag on the court, was giving people the business on the court. And Memphis was winning, and I became a fan. Me too. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, you know, basically Ja Morant came from a town in South Carolina, 3,000 people, some little small town, South Carolina, 3,000 people, and he get a $200 million contract, what you expect. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of true, man. I mean, like, you know, it seemed like he has a fetish for guns. I don't know if I told this story on Real Adult Talk, but when I was younger, I had a fetish for guns too, toy guns, you know what I'm saying? But I really, as a young kid, I really loved guns, man. You know, I grew out of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't like real guns like that. It's just too much power. You know, I've been to a gun range, shot a gun, you know what I'm saying? And you just see that much power. And I'm like, nah, I don't need that energy. Now, you know, if I, the wiser I get, you know, I kind of really dig hunting, you know what I'm saying? If I was to go on a hunting expedition and I rented a shotgun to use for hunting, okay, all right, I can do that, but then I can just give it back. I don't really want it. But when I was younger, I used to love guns. I had a toy Uzi. I had all types of water guns. And that was back in the day, showing my age a little bit. That was back in the day before they made the law when when the Super Soakers came out and you had to have neon colors and stuff like that. The guns I had back in the 80s, the mid-80s, early 80s, mid-80s, was like the ones that was black. You know what I'm saying? Like, they looked like real. It was plastic, but they looked real. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it was dark. You know what I'm saying? So I used to love guns, man. I used to take my water gun. We used to have water gun fights. I used to put hot sauce in my water gun and run up on, like, you know, some of my cousins or some of my friends and spray them in the eye with the freaking hot sauce mixed with the water. You had an infatuation. But, you know, I grew out of it. You know what I'm saying? But Ja Morant, it seems like he has a fetish for guns, too. It seems like every time they're showing Ja Morant with the gun in his hand. He's listening to some music, and he's vibing, and he all of a sudden, he want to dance with a gun in his hand. You know what I'm saying? That's just his thing. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, yeah, I guess it's just like a fetish or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And I guess, look, he started listening to his rap and stuff like that. And me too, I love my rap music. You already know. You know, it was rap radio all day. You know, I always give him my reviews. But I guess, you know, the way he equates it, and like I said, you know, rap music, of course, can be violent, you know, but I look at it as I'm hustling, you know what I'm saying? I'm hustling. Like, I might not be hustling in these streets, but I might be hustling in the businesses that I have, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel that same energy. I think Ja Morant, they're like, he's Scarface, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I ain't get this $200 million from slinging cocaine, you know what I'm saying, from some cocaine operation, but I got my $200 million from my hoops, and I feel that same energy. So, you know, certain people just got that energy, man. And, you know, that's his fetish, and that's what allows him to play reckless the way he was. Now, you know, is it smart? No. Is it immature? Yes. You know what I'm saying? Will he grow out of it? I don't know. Hopefully. You know what I'm saying? Because I really like him. I really like his talent. I like to watch him play. You know what I'm saying? But we'll just see what happens, man. I don't know. You know, I don't know how this – how this ends up, you know what I'm saying? If he just keeps wanting to be on this trajectory, hope nothing tragic happens, or you know, sometimes you got to hit like rock bottom for you to like learn your lesson and get it. But you know, I don't know. You know, we'll see, man. Only time will tell. But you know, Ja Morant, I want to see you back playing hoops next year. You know, it's gonna be a whole nother year. I can already see the era's changing. You know, LeBron's on his way out. You know, Steph's getting a little older, so, you know, it's the changing of the guard. You know, are you going to be one of the ones that's going to be one of the new superstars, or are you going to be like a person that they're going to look at like, damn, he could have been, you know what I'm saying? Like, Michael Vick was my favorite quarterback, still, you know, next to Randall Cunningham and Warren Moon and you know, Joe Montana. You know, I got, you know, I'm a football guy, so I got affinity for all the great quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? But the most talented, electrifying, exciting quarterback for me to watch that I ever watched was Michael Vick, Atlanta Michael Vick. Shout out to ATL. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody listening to ATL. Atlanta Michael Vick at the Georgia Dome was a vibe. You know what I'm saying? But the dog fighting, you know what I'm saying? That's what eventually took his freedom away and, you know, a couple of his prime years, you know what I'm saying, where he could have bossed up and won a Super Bowl. I mean, he'll still be a Hall of Famer, I think. First NFL guy to ever, first quarterback to ever rush for 1,000 yards, and then Lamar Jackson did it. You know, the kid in Justin Fields did it, the kid in Chicago. You know, but Michael Vick was the first one to do it. You know what I'm saying? Randall Cunningham flirted with it like 600, 700. That was like, but never 1,000 until Mike Vick did it, you know, in ATL. But then, you know, he had the dog fight. Now, at the time, that was Michael Vick's fetish, dog fighting. I think in some weird way, you know, he looked at himself as a dog. You know, when I'm on this field, you know, can't nobody touch me. You know what I'm saying? I'm the top dog out here. You know what I'm saying? And he used to get energy from the dog fight. And then once that came and it got exposed, you know, he was still good. But he was never quite the same, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's that, man. So that's what I got to say as far as Ja Morant. So we'll see what happens with that. Let me see here. So what else we got in the news? So shout out to the boxing match. I think it was last night. We had a lightweight fight. I didn't see the fight, but you know, I heard about it. Devin Haney beat Vasily Lomachenko. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but, you know, pardon me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but Lomachenko is Ukrainian, and, you know, he got a lot of burn because he actually, you know, during this whole Ukraine-Russia situation, he actually went to Ukraine and was going to fight in the war or whatever, but he's also a boxer. Pretty good. I think he has two losses, and I believe Devin Haney, I don't know his record. He might be undefeated. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But Devin Haney, you know, it was a 12-round decision. Close fight from what I hear. You know what I'm saying? I think they was going back and forth, back and forth. But Devin Haney did win it in a unanimous decision. And, you know, so he took that, man. So, you know, that was my boxing news, you know what I'm saying, for the night. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, I guess we got some good boxes, you know, on the come up. We got to get these boxers fighting each other, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people I've been talking to, especially younger people, they all about the MMA. I can't get into the MMA because it's just too violent for me. I like boxing. Boxing's violent too, but it's a sport at the end of the day. MMA, I mean, I guess it's strategy and it's a sport too, but it's just so extreme. You know, I say this all the time. Back in the day, it was a movie called Bloodsport, probably like in the late 80s. And it was basically MMA. And I was like, you know, back then I was a kid watching it like, damn, who would have thought, you know, 2023, that shit would be, you know, the norm, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, boxing, I always love boxing, but, you know, we got to get the best fights out there, man. It's just lost its juice. Ever since my guy Floyd retired, and you got this new guy, Tank, you know what I'm saying, who fought about a month ago, got a lot of hype. We'll see what he can do, but, you know, boxing ain't been the same since Floyd retired, you know what I'm saying? But still got a love for it, man, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's you know, that's it as far as sports. One last sports story. Big shout out to Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Snoop Dogg. He was on First Take a few weeks ago, and, you know, he was letting, I guess, people know that he was in talks. You know, he's with the ownership group, and they're looking to buy a hockey team. The Ottawa Senators. So hopefully, you know, he wins the bid. I hope he does. But he was just talking about if he wins the bid, you know, how he really want to get, you know, youth, black youth into hockey. You know, I really do. I really enjoy hockey too. You know, I don't watch it now, you know what I'm saying, because there's no black players. It's just a handful of black players. But if we did have a, you know, bunch of hot black players that played hockey, oh man, hockey would be a raw game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can fight. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just a raw game. I always like it. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, hockey's dope, but, you know, it's just, you know, our people, you know, I like to see a reflection of my people playing a sport for me to really get into it. You know what I'm saying? For me to really engage in it. But always, you know, had an affinity for hockey. Wayne Gretzky, Sidney Crosby, you know, always thought hockey was a dope sport. It's just, you know, it's just not represented by our people. But, you know, Snoop referenced that, you know, when he first came out, he was like, yo, you know, one of my first videos, the Gin and Juice video. I remember that video, class video, West Coast, shout out. But he had the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey jersey on. And he was like, yo, ever since then, I've definitely been a huge hockey fan. And, you know, and if I – and we win the bid, you know what I'm saying? I really want to, you know, get some youth hockey started and you know, in some of these black neighborhoods and really get the youth playing hockey. So, hey, so I hope it happens. I would love to see that. So that's that. Let me see here. What else we got? So got about 10 minutes left in the show 7 minutes to be exact, before we get up out of here. One other thing, too. Might watch a little episode of this tonight, but big shout out to Tupac's documentary Dear Mama. Really dope documentary, man.
And they named the street after Tupac in Oakland.
Oh yeah. So shout out to that. I saw that too. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. You know, big shout out to the great Tupac Shakur, the iconic you know, rap figure that we lost, you know, years ago now. But the documentary is really dope. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how many parts it's going to be, but I definitely watched the first episode. I'm definitely all in on it. And at first I was like, what else can they tell me about Tupac, you know, that I don't already know? But it's very, very interesting. The best way for me to describe it is if anybody saw during COVID, the Michael Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, that came out on ESPN, during COVID, it was very popular at the time because it was like the only sports thing you could watch. But anyway, you know, very similar. Like everybody probably thought, like, I knew everything I need to know about Michael Jordan. You know, these documentaries now, too, I got to kind of take myself out of the equation. A lot of these documentaries now is to teach the youth, to teach the younger people what these iconic figures, you know, why they are so revered and talked about to this day. So anyway, the way the Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary was just awesome, took you back to that time and really talked to a lot of the players, you know what I'm saying? Like they talked to Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson and Steve Kerr and, you know, just the people that was there and around them, you know, during that run made it very good. And this is how the Tupac documentary is too. Like they're talking to, just to back up a minute, it's really for the first, especially the first episode, it really talks about his mother, you know what I'm saying? How his mother was a revolutionary Black Panther and, you know, really got into her story. And then just, you know, even her, his aunt, who, you know, is his mother's sister, and from her point of view and how she saw, you know, when they moved from, I think his mother was originally from North Carolina, then they moved to New York, and, you know, and she started, like, going up to Harlem, and that was during the whole Black Panther movement, and she started, you know, going to the meetings, and then she, you know, joined the party, and then she became, like, a really prominent figure, you know what I'm saying, really teaching the whole Black Panther methods and ideology and going to hospitals and making sure, you know, Black folks at that time was getting proper treatment, even if they didn't have insurance, just really activists. And you can really see why Tupac was Tupac, you know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, it's just awesome, man. It's directed by one half of the Hughes brothers. And this is another interesting story for the people who didn't know. The Hughes brothers directed probably one of my favorite movies of all time, Menace to Society, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't know Tupac was actually supposed to be in Menace to Society, but that was during the time he was getting a lot of different issues, you know, a lot of different, you know, a lot of just different, you know, he got arrested a couple times and a lot of just pending things and shit like that. So it was messing up with the whole production, and so they fired him. And I remember Tupac actually got into a fight with probably one, because the twin brothers, the Hughes brothers, I believe, are twins. Got into a fight with one of them because, you know, I believe you saw Menace to Society, classic movie, great casting. But I think MC8's role was supposed to be Tupac. I couldn't even imagine that now because MC8 was so phenomenal. That would have just been weird now thinking about it. So I think they probably made the right decision. They probably saw like, oh, no. We like Tupac, but I don't know if he's fit for this movie. And they, you know, probably they just gave him a nice excuse to say, nah, we're going to go with somebody else. But anyway, I say that to say this. It's interesting how it comes back full circle because one half of the Hughes brothers is directing his documentary. And he's doing a phenomenal job. Like I said, speaking to his aunt, his cousins, people that were there with him, you know, it shows he's come up from him. And you see why he was such a cultured person, you know what I'm saying, because he was you know, basically his childhood was spent in New York, in Harlem somewhere. And then from there, he went to Baltimore. And when he went to Baltimore, he went to School of Arts in Baltimore. That's where he met Jada Pinkett. And they, you know, knew each other from, like, middle school. Then his high school, he moved to Oakland. And then, you know, from Oakland, you know, graduated high school there. And you see the dynamic. He went to another kind of, like, all-white kind of high school there, a lot of white kids. And you see the dynamic of Oakland at the time, or San Francisco, the Bay, you know, you saw where all the money was, and then at the bottom of the hill was where he was from, and it was real poor and drugs and shit like that, but you could see all the extravagant, you know, Bay Area money and shit, you know, probably that early tech money, and you saw why he talked about it, and you see how, you know, he's doing his poetry at first, and then he switches over to rapping, and he starts to try to do the street shit a little bit, but then he gets back into the rapping part, and, you know, gets with Digital Underground, Shock G, and, you know, everybody remember the Humpty Dance and all that shit. And then, you know, at the end of the episode, of episode one, he goes to New York, you know, because Digital Underground is touring, and they got a show in New York or some shit like that. And one of the guys from Digital Underground was brought in to read for the Bishop role in Juice. Now, this was tailor-made for Tupac. Just how I said, Menace to Society was better probably than Tupac wasn't in it. Oh, Juice needed Tupac. And Juice, I remember that too, because that's the first time I I really heard about Tupac. It was a show back in the day that I used to really like called Siskel and Ebert, right? Two white dudes. They was writers from Chicago, and they used to talk about movies and shit. And I remember them talking about this movie Juice, and it was like, yo, Pac, nobody knows who he is. He probably did the best performance we've seen all year. You know what I'm saying? And they were completely right because, you know, of course, Tupac got the role in Juice, and that's when he became Tupac, you know what I'm saying, as far as the Tupac that we knew. So that's just episode one. They dive into all this. So I can imagine probably after I finish up, I'll probably watch another episode with my wife tonight. So, you know, shout out to that, man. Really good stuff. So this has been the world famous chop up. So I don't want to get cut off or whatever the case. So, you know, really quickly, do a little bit of house cleaning. So, you know, as always, follow the Twitter page. That's Real Adult Talk, TAWK. We put that country twang on it. Like I said, sometime during the summer, man, sometime during the summer, I am going to release the top 10 ladies in adult entertainment. I'm going to do my new list, man. I've really been trying to come with it. You know what I'm saying? I really wanted to really, you know, really, really be a strong list, man. Like, I really get into every time I do a list, man. I want to make sure it's right. So I'm getting closer and closer. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, not sure when I'm going to drop it, but I'm definitely working on narrowing it down. I want to make sure the bio and everything that I put, the pictures and everything, I want it to just flow, man, because it's always a big production when I do it. So be on the lookout for that when that's going to drop. As always, if you want to put a face with the voice, follow my IG or, you know, check me out on IG. The handle's MoBins, MoBinns. You know what I'm saying? Put a face with the voice. Just keep it respectful. So once again, you know, big shout out to Black, you know what I'm saying, for the awesome topic that we had tonight. Big shout out to me for the world famous chop up. And, yeah, man, as always, you know, tell a friend, log on, listen. We back at it again next week with a full episode of the world famous chop up. So that should be interesting, man. I'll get my get all my guest topics together that I've you know, thought about for the month and just bring it to you, you know, raw and uncut next week. So till next time, everybody, be safe. Signing off. Peace. Good night.